says, Zeha klal, Rabbi Akiva holds, this is the klal. No. The Tanakh is the first one he was holding. Zeha klal, hakol lefi kvoidei. Depends upon each person. So Rashi says the first, the Gemara forish kulihi achurma. Does it mean to be makel or to be machmer? So there's two ways to learn. We'll see in the Gemara. But he says everybody pays like differently. Hakol lefi kvoidei. It depends how much of an odd mechubit, how respectful you are, then the embarrassment is more to you. So the kids, if you're more embarrassed, he has to pay you more. If you're less embarrassed, he pays you less. Omer Rabbi Kiva says, afilu aniyim shebi Yisrael. Even the poor people in Klal Yisrael, royin oisam kiluhein b'nei chayrin. We have to look as if, no, really the very prestigious person. They're b'nei chayrin, the free people. Just shayadu minachsayim. But right now they have no property, they lost their property. But really, shehein b'nei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. They're all the same, b'nei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Every single Jew is a chash of a person. And the bush of all them is alike. You have to pay everybody an expensive amount of embarrassment. Oh, my, so what's happened in a case like this? Oh, my, so be echad, what's happened in a story in the case of one person? Shepora Roish Isha, Bishuk. He uncovered a lady's hair in the shuk. He took off the lady's shekel, the lady's hat, in the street. Boyas lefnei Rabbi Akiva. They brought this person in front of Rabbi Akiva. V'chayva liten lo arba meyazuz. Rabbi Akiva said, like the din of the Mishnah, you're going to have to pay her now 400 zuz. That's the bush he gave, the amount of the bush he gave this lady. Omar lo Rebbe. So Rebbe said, like Omar lo Rebbe, so this person said to Rabbi Akiva, Tein li zman, give me a little bit of time. Let me think into the matter. Let me see what I can do about this. So v'nosan lo zman, Rabbi Akiva said, okay, you don't have to pay her this week. You can pay her in a month. You have to pay her the money. So in the meantime, what did this person do? The person that pulled off her hair, or the hat, Shomra, he watched her, Oimedes al Pesach Hatzera, that she was once standing by the entrance of a chatzar, the door to a chatzar. Now this person now went and broke a small barrel of oil in front of her. There was a small amount of oil in this barrel. And he went now and broke the oil, the barrel, so the oil, the kitzah, was dripping down. So what did she do? She went now, Gilsa es Roisha, she by herself uncovered her hair again, for Hoysa metafeches, and she went to let the oil go onto her hands, or Manachas Yoda Roisha, and then she put her hands with the oil on top of her head, like to rub her head with the oil. That's what she did, and here was the Pesach Chatzera. In other words, she wasn't embarrassed to do it. So this Isha obviously was not such a tznua, she was not so makpa to always have her hair covered. So that's what this person wanted to prove, that why should I have to pay her $400. For the embarrassment, it wasn't such an embarrassment. She's not so makpid anyway to keep her hair covered. You see, she took off her hair to save some oil. Says, so I don't want to pay her so much money. Now, Hamid Oleh Edim. So this person now had Edim there to see what she was doing. That she was taking and uncovering her hair to put the oil on her head. And now, Ubo Lefnei Rabbi Akiva. Now he came in front of Rabbi Akiva with the Edim. Omaleh, and he complained like this. Do I have to pay her $400 for the embarrassment? What kind of embarrassment? She's not makbet anyway not to uncover her hair. Sir Makiva answered back, your whole time, all that you waited now, you wasted your time. Nothing doing, you're still going to have to pay her $400. Why? He says back like this, Sir Makiva. Let's say somebody hits himself. He takes a knife and cuts himself. Even though you're not allowed to do it, you're not allowed to hurt yourself. It's called a rasha. And Rashi says, in the first time of the Gemara, all right, we'll see here, at the Pasha of Anozi, you're called a rasha if you mitzayir yourself. Still, it's potter. But when you're potter, what? You don't get malchus for it, though. You're potter. Acherim shechov l'boichai, or you're potter from paying. But acherim shechov l'boichai yovim. Even though you don't care to make a chavol on yourself, but now when somebody else does it, though, the person has to pay you. And the same thing, the akoitzes to Yosef. If somebody uproots his own growings, something that he grew, a young tree that he grew, he uprooted it. His afopi shenu rishoy, even though you're not allowed to do it, because it's nisav val tashchis, still you're potter, you don't get malchus. But acherim chayovim, if somebody else does do it, they have to pay you for the damage they did to you. So you see, even though you're not makpid upon the damage to yourself, but lamaisa, somebody does the damage to you, he has to pay you for the damage. So see in the Gemara, the Chur Rabbi Akiva means to say that even though she's not makbid on herself, like she'll take off her hair, she'll take off the cover herself, But if somebody else does it to her, it's still called embarrassment. She doesn't like when somebody else does it to her. So therefore, she's still called a person that had this embarrassment. You have to pay the $400. Now, the first case of the Mishnah was of Hatakeya Lechaveroi. So you have to pay a seller. That's all nice and my seller. That's the Tanakama. If you just said you have to pay no amona, but the Tanakama says you have to pay only a seller. If you bang or you scream in somebody's ear. See, boldly who? That's the Tanakama, but Rabbi Yehuda says you have to pay amona. If you, the Mishur, basically says you pay amona. So now the question is, Iboyle you amona tsuri tanan or amona medina tanan? What type of amona do you have to pay according to Rabbi Yehuda? Amona tsuri, Rashi says, chafei sloyim, that's 25 sloyim, which is 100 zuz. That's more expensive. Or else amona medina, that's only shminis, 1/8 of amona tsuri, shiv amona tsuri. Selashem medina, chatsi zuz, only half of a zuz. A regular seller is 4 zuz, but a seller medina is only half of a zuz, it's 1/8 of a seller tsuri. So that's the shayla. What type of a mona do you have to pay? A mona tsuri, the more expensive one, or else only a mona medina? So Mar says, Toshma, come in there, bring your proof. To who garva there was a man, to talk on leila chavre. He screamed or banged at somebody else's ear. Also, lekaim of Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, they brought him in front of Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya. Omale, they said to him, Ho ano, ho Rabbi Yosi Aglili, it's me, it's Rabbi Yosi Aglili, have le monitsuri, pay him up a monitsuri. So Shmaminim, here it's a clear proof that the Mishnah says, a monit means monitsuri tanan. You have to pay the more valuable, the monitsuri, 100 zuz, that's what you have to pay. Now the Gemara says, my, what does he mean to say, Ho ano, Rabbi Yehuda said, here I am, ho Rabbi Yosi Aglili, and here's Rabbi Yosi Aglili. What does he mean to say? Like, therefore you have to pay this monitsuri. Elaine, if you want to tell me, this is what Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya meant to say. I was there, I saw you. For Rabbi Yosi Aglili, and it's also Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the Yoma that he says monitsuri, that he says Allah is, in the case where you do this type of a busha, you have to pay a monitsuri. Therefore, zil havle monitsuri. Therefore, you have to pay the monitsuri. So Rabbi Yehuda meant to say, I saw it, therefore I could be an aid. And also the loch is like Rabbi Yosi Aglili that says you have to pay a monitsuri. Therefore, I'm telling you, you have to pay a monitsuri. So Moshe says, if so, lemeimu, you want to tell me the aid nasa dayin, to hear of Yudin Asiya, he was an aid bedover. He himself saw what happened. So he meant to say, ho ano, means here I am, I saw what happened. That I saw you knock him, or I saw you bang, scream at him. Therefore, you have to pay the money. So it comes out he was an aid, and then he became a dayin. For the Gemara of Atani, we learn out like that. We learned the Gemara in Sanhedrin in Rosh Hashanah that says, Sanhedrin shiro echad, shiro ges hanefesh. If a whole Sanhedrin saw the way Reuven killed somebody, shiro ges hanefesh. So the locher is, miktsason nasa edim, two of them could become edim, or miktsason nasa dayanim, and three of them could become dayanim. Divrei Rabbi Tafan, that's Rabbi Tafan Shita. In other words, you have to have separate edim and separate dayanim, but the edim cannot become to be dayanim. Rabbi Akiva Raimeh, Kulam Eidim, no, they're all Eidim. And therefore, V'yein Eid Nasa Dayan. Since all of them saw the way Reuben killed somebody, they all have a loch of Eidim, and an Eid can't be a Dayan. Since the Machlokes of Tafanim, Rabbi Akiva. Now it's like this. Ad Kan up until now, Loikomer Rabbi Tafanim Tafanim only said that what? That you could use both Eidim and Dayanim here, only Yeladim Miksosa Nasa Eidim, or Miksosa Nasa Dayanim, that he only says two of them become Eidim, and the rest of them could be Dayanim. True. I will aid Nasa Dayim like Yomar, but that the aid himself, if you want to use somebody to be an aid, he himself now Shepaskin should be a Dayan, that's no good. So how could you didn't see you say, I saw you, and therefore I'm paskening that you have to pay. If he was an aid bedover, he can't be a dayan. So what's it like this? Kitanya he. When did we learn this halacha? We're going shiro balayla, where they saw it at night time. The loy lemeva dina ninu. They're not able to see, to be a dayan at the time. But since at the time when they saw it at night time. Dayanim don't pasken at night time. Therefore, they have to wait till tomorrow till they come to Beis Din. So later, when you come to Beis Din, now if you become an aid cannot be a dayan. But if the Beis Din served by daytime, when there could be a psak, then it's good, then the aid could be a dayan. The Rashi says, Sheru balayla, ulamachros tomorrow kishaboyin lodin, ein donan ela pi shemua. We only paskin now the way we hear it from them. In other words, tomorrow when you come to Beis Din, you have to be a real aid. Lefikav, therefore, tzarek lemitzos and lehoyid, you need separate aidim. V'yinein sham ele gimel, there's only three between them. Tzarek leshev acherim lehoyid b'fnayim. You have to have different aidim here. That's because when they saw at night time, they can't be a dying because of their riya. So you have to wait till tomorrow to hear a shmi, to hear Haggadah say this. So when the Edom have to say the Haggadah, they cannot become Dayanim. But in the case where the Dayanim, three people, saw, like here they saw this person make a busha, hit somebody in the ear, they saw it by daytime, they could paskin right now with their riya, the fact they saw it. In other words, you don't have to have Haggadah. We always say, like if you saw it, that's the best thing. So if the Dayanim see it, by daytime, right now their seeing is like an automatic Edus. So right now they have a right to Paskin without saying Edus. So therefore, since you do not need Edim coming up and speaking in front of the Dayanim, there's no problem to have the Edim to be a Dayan. Like this, the pshat is you have to have two different people. You have to have two Edim saying their Edus, standing up in front of the Dayanim that are sitting down. So when you need Edim to say their Haggadah, they can't be the Dayanim. But if the Dayanim saw it by daytime, they're paskin now because they just saw it. If they just saw it, you don't need Edus. You don't have to speak it out. Their riyah, the fact they saw it, that alone is enough. So you don't need Edus. Therefore, the Dayanim could just sit down and paskin according to their riyah, according to what they saw. But in this case, you do not need Haggadah to say this. They don't have to speak it out. Therefore, the Dayan could paskin. The boy is saying another terrorist is like this. Hochi komalei. This is what Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya meant to tell this person. Ho ano, it's me. This severely Rabbi Yosef Glili. That I also hold like Rabbi Yosef Glili. The yoma that we both say monetsuri. That's what he meant to say. For asadi de mesadi boch. And there are also two edim here that saw what happened. Therefore zilhavloi monetsuri. There is not to be old aid not a dayan and a chanami. Maybe also holds an aid cannot be a dayan. But here he just meant to say, listen, it's me and Rabbi Yosef Glili both hold that halacha is that this busha you have to pay monetsuri, and there are also edim here that saw you hit this person, therefore you have to pay the money. Now the Gemara says, V'sobar Rabbi Akiva, D'yene nasadayin, is it true what you say now, that Rabbi Akiva says, once you saw the action, you cannot be a dayin anymore, even if you're not saying edus. But since you saw the action, you can't be a dayin. I have a tanya with it like this. Someone hits his friend with an evan, with a stone, or with a fist. And he kills him, so you chayiv misa. Now, Shimon atemoni yomer, ma egrif, what do you mean to say with your fist? Meyuchid she'mosa liyedu liyedim. A fist, you could give over to the Beis Din, to the Dayanim, to look at it, to see how strong you are, to see if this fist really has the strength, the power to kill somebody. Is a cold hakor that shayach the Misa. Like Rashi says, Shemosu li'edu li'edim, sheyochlo havio le'Beis Din, li'omdoi, to see, imruya egrov zeh lasos chavoluzu, can your fist really kill him or not? V'yemein roi, if your fist is not fit, lo yishalim, shemachem chalashosu shozeh rakosu nechbol. Then we said the reason why the guy was killed, or else even got damaged, because the person himself was very weak, but it wasn't called your punch. That's why we dash in this pasuk. Egrev means it has to be something that could be taken to bed and could check it out. All right, turn over. Is afkol shemosel liyodo liyedim, something that could be checked out. Prat lishayotso mitachas yado edim, in a case where something comes out from the Tachas Yad Edim. So Rashi says it means Shenevad Mehem. It's lost. They killed with some type of an instrument, and we don't have that instrument here. Well, Bezdin Maru, Bezdin didn't see it. Hezavapi Sheru Edim Potter. Zivinin Umdinu Bezdin. Bezdin has to take that weapon and see if the weapon really has the power to kill him or not. Omel or Rabbi Kiva says, V'chivivnei Bezdin Ko, does it have to be in front of Bezdin that he hit? Sheyodim Kama Hako, how much he hit? V'yama Hako, and where he hit? Imal Shushukai, or Yatzipa Nafshur, that hit him on the thigh or by the heart. V'yoyt, Horesha Dokav Eschaber, Meresha Gag, what's going to be if you push somebody off the roof? Or Meresha Bira, top of the Bira, top of the palace. Or Mace, the person dies. Or Bezdin, Holchim, Mace, Biroi, Biro, Lecha, Fates, or Bezdin. Does Bezdin take the palace, like to check it out to see if the person really could die or not? V'yoyt, Im Noflo, Let's say the palace fell down afterwards, so that we have to build up the palace to see how strong it was at the beginning. So Avad is not just shot like that. We don't have to check out later to see the weapon, if it was able to kill or not. But if there are Edim that you killed the person, Yechayiv Misa. Say Elo, rather we dash like this. My Egroif Miyuchid Shu Mosul Yedim. It's given over to Edim. I mean, Edim could see it. Is Av Kol Shu Mosul Yedim. That's to be something that can be given over to Edim. Edim could see it. Prat L'Shu Yotzeseven Mitachas Yodoy Shomaka. Prat in the case where it went out of the hand of the Maka, Edim did not see it. Rashi's Kolema. Shenevid Miyad V'Laru Edim. If Edim never even saw the weapon, in such a case, he can't be Mechayev Misa. Ketani Mi is what we learn over here. Omala Rabbi Kiva, v'chi b'fnei bezdin yiko, that he hit it in front of a bezdin, sheyoidim kama yiko, the bezdin, how many times he hit him? Mashma though, ho yiko b'fneiim, but if mashma, if the person would have hit in front of bezdin, then these bezdin could be the dayonim. Mashmaid nasa dayin. Ah, you're telling me Rabbi Kiva holds no, and they can't be a dayin. So Moran says, l'dvorot Rabbi Shimon atemoni koma, v'leilei srulei. Rabbi Kiva is only talking about the Shimon HaTemoni. How you dash in this posse, that's wrong. But Rabbi Kiva himself of other holds, no. Even if Bezdin saw the way Reuven killed somebody, this Bezdin cannot paskin now. If Bezdin saw it, ain't aid, nasadayim. Ton Rabbon, shor tam shehemis. Shor tam to kill somebody. Fehezik, and it also does damage to somebody. Dona nois adin in the first, we first kill it. V'yein dona nois adin the mamnis. If we don't paskin anymore, adin the mamnis. That's the halacha. We do it the first thing. We have the shor killed, and we don't pass in the dinim amnes. He doesn't have to pay. Rashi says, the tam meni mishalom al megufoi, for ehim niskal, because tam only pays megufa from the goof of the shor. And here that we killed the shor, there's nothing to pay from. Mu'id though, shemis, if a mu'id killed somebody, the ezek then did damage, don't anoise the dinim amnes. First we value how much it has to pay. The owner has to pay. For choizrin, but don't anoise the dinim afoshes. And then tak we pass in the dinim afoshes. Rashi says, Umishalam in Aliyah, that the owner has to pay from his own pocket. Kodma v'dono din in the foshes. Let's say Bezdin first paskin on this shore, it's a shor niskol, that it deserves misa. Ein chayzim v'dono nes din in mamnis. Then we do not paskin anymore din in mamnis on the shore. But v'chi kodma v'dono din in the foshes, remember my heavy. What's wrong? Even if you paskin din in the foshes first, so what? Lehedev l'dayna, din nami mamnis. But afterwards, why can't we take the shore, the other baldavram? The one that got hit from the shore, why can't that Baldava take the shore to Bezdin and say, listen, the shore did damage to me, the owner has to pay me money. The Yasmer, they were sitting with Karma, they were saying over, Hamani of Shimon HaTemonihi, the Yoma, Ma Egroi, Meyuchat Shemos Liedu Liedim, just like a fist is given over Bezdin.